This is The State of Things. I'm Melinda Pencava. The 35th annual Shrimp Festival is going on this weekend in Sneed's Ferry in Onslow County. There will be the Shrimp Ball, the crowning of a shrimp queen, and of course a shrimp cook-off. But there's one little, may we say, shrimpy challenge this year. Local shrimpers are reporting one of the poorest shrimp seasons in memory. Tommy Everett is co-owner of J.T. Everett & Son Seafood Company in Sneed's Ferry, and he joins us on the line right now. Hi there, Tommy Everett. Thanks for talking with us.
Hi, Melinda. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So how bad has this shrimping season been where you are? And we should say you're at the New River near the Intracoastal Waterway in Sneed's Ferry. How bad has it been there?
Well, it's been off pretty bad this year. The shrimp, there's spotted shrimp, which usually start up about March and April, just wasn't any this year at all. We don't really have a reason for it. I can't think of any reason. It's just an off season, I guess. But the summer shrimp's a little bit better than the spring season was, but it's just been off all year. I don't know, the weather or fertilizer in the water or something. I just don't know.
Mm. Now, when does your shrimping season start and when does it end? When is the peak of the season?
The peak is about middle of June to the middle of July, and this year it was just nothing at all. It starts around April 1st, around Easter, and it goes through Thanksgiving if it's pretty mild winter. Mm. Sometime it lasts the 1st of December, but usually Thanksgiving wraps it up.
Right. Now, the shrimpers who sell their shrimp to you there in Sneed's Ferry, typically where would they be fishing? Where would they be trawling and, you know, with their nets?
Well, our small boats work in New River, which is just a mile or so from us where we got the seafood market. And the bigger boats work in the ocean from Morehead City to Topsail Island.
Now, there are also reports, I see, that it's been a down season throughout eastern North Carolina and the waters of eastern North Carolina.
Yeah, even the fishing's off. The spot, croaker, flounder season's off a little bit. It's just one of these years, I guess, when it happens like this.
Yeah.
2 years ago, we had a real great season.
Yeah. Now, is that typical? Can you bounce back from that? Is this just part and parcel of being in the seafood industry, that some years are not going to be very good and other years may just be big harvests?
Yeah, some of the guys, they work in the river. They got small boats they can clam and fish or oyster or something like that to help take up the slack. But most of them really depend on shrimp. That's our big thing here, shrimp.
Huh. So are there any ideas on just what's causing this down season?
No. Some of us blame it on hurricane season, a lot of rain or something, but no one knows. It's just nature, I guess.
Yeah, or perhaps do some people blame it on man-made issues, you know, pollution?
Partly. Inside the rivers, anyway. Runoff, sewer problems, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have anything. Everybody speculates, you know, and got their own ideas.
Yeah. So have you had any shrimpers come in this morning? What kind of catches have they been bringing in?
We had one come in this morning. He left out about three, and I think he had like 40 pounds. This was a big boat, like 60-foot boat, and that's no big catch at all. He burnt more fuel than he's going to ever recoup from the shrimp.
Right.
I usually have about 10 or 12 trawlers here this time of year, but now they're scattered out, a couple in South Carolina, some in Pamlico Sound, and some of them's even up in Maryland scalloping right now.
Right. Going for what at least might be there, eh?
Right.
Yeah. So you have the shrimp harvest is down, but you have a shrimp festival this weekend in Sneed's Ferry. So is this going to be a problem? Are there going to be enough shrimp for the festival?
Yeah, well, we put the shrimp up a month or so ago. We've been slowly putting some back, and they are using local North Carolina and South Carolina shrimp. And we got a few fresh ones for them to boil and have the heading and peeling contest today.
Mm-hmm.
So we got enough of that, and just people from out of town or out of state, you know, we're a little short supply on supplying them to take back home with them.
Right. When you say a heading and peeling contest, I mean, what do you have to do to win that? I mean, how many shrimp do you have to head and take the heads off of and peel?
Well, it's like a time limit. Everyone lines up and they got a clock. They just start taking the heads off as fast as they can until they ring the bell or shoot the gun or whatever, and then they stop and weigh them up and check, see if there's any legs left on and the quality of the head, and, you know, and the peeling contest about the same way.
Right, right. Well, one other question for you before we go, Tommy Everett, and that is, you know, we're talking here about those who go out and trawl with their nets to get shrimp, harvest wild shrimp, but this is happening, this bad season that you're having, is happening at a time when shrimpers are also facing competition from farm-raised shrimp that is grown overseas. And I wonder, does it get anybody to thinking that maybe they ought to be raising shrimp in make their own farm-raised shrimp rather than relying on harvesting them out in the wild?
Well, there's a few companies in South Carolina and northern Florida that's harvesting some, have their own ponds, and even raising some in the wild, you know, like fencing off a creek or something. And that might be the way to go to get a specific size, you know, you can kind of get the size you want. If you want 40 count, you can go to this pond, get 40 count. If you want a 20 count, you go to another pond.
In other words, 20 shrimp per pound, or
that's
40,
right. Yeah,
40 would be a
count.
Smaller shrimp. Right.
The less the count, the higher they are. That seems to set the price. Small ones are always cheaper. Mm-hmm. And then you can buy them with the head on and head off. Just as a rule of thumb right now, a medium-sized head on sells for like $3 a pound. And that's like buying 20 or 30 pound at a time.
Yeah. But wouldn't they fetch a bigger price because there are so few of them, supply and demand right now?
Yeah. Everyone wants the shrimp caught in the wild. They got a better taste. The pond shrimp got like a mealy taste or a musty taste, I think. I've eaten some of both, and I always prefer the wild.
Okay. Well, Tommy Everett, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Tommy Everett is co-owner of J.T. Everett & Sons Seafood Company in Sneed's Ferry, where they're having a down season on shrimp. Nevertheless, the Sneed's Ferry Shrimp Festival runs through Sunday at Sneed's Ferry.